Radio. This is Side Hustle Radio.
Did she just move her phone out the way because I'm introducing my... Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, you know who this be. This is Hef Chulo.
You know?
And I'm his partner in crime, Mr. DJ Blink. Wait a minute, bro. Let me finish my speech.
What's your speech?
Mr. Blend for Blend. Sensei's on the ones and twos. You can cop his mixtape at mixtape.heat.net. Is that too much? I think I say too many dots.
Mixtape.
Heat.net. There we go. And DJ. Bro, that's on you now.
I was just doing that on purpose. At DJ DEEPOISC.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we got Kayla in the building, but she ain't going. You want to say hi, Kayla?
Hey.
Okay. With that being said, we got our special guest in the building, flexing the game right now. We have PA Flex in the building.
What to do?
Yes, sir. Oh, this soul sounds so much better. Okay.
All right.
Hey, with that being said, PA Flex, for those who do know you and for those who don't know you, go ahead, introduce yourself, please.
My name is PA Flex, a.k.a. the Northside Song King, a.k.a. the General of the North City, a.k.a. I just write really good songs and I love writing songs.
I just like writing good songs.
You know, I started a company called North City Music Group a few years back. But most people, if they are familiar, you know, previous to now, it is from a lot of the work I did with Elevator Music, the work I did with the Third Power. And now we have just launched North City Music Group with my business partners, my brother Cole, my brother Luke, my brother Donnie, my brother Kaz Oliver, man. And it's like New Horizons, man. It's New Horizons where we at right now. So I appreciate y'all having me here, man.
Oh, no, you family, man. You royalty. Because like that, I knew your music from back in the day. And when was it Buka? DJ Buka? Yeah, DJ Buka. Yeah, team member. Yeah, he's like, bro, you gotta check out this group. And I'm like, man, I'm like, who's these cats? So I had to, you know, Google, trying to figure out who this is. I'm like, oh, I do remember this. I do remember this Elevator Music back in the day.
That's gonna be the first thing Buka say. Hey, man, give me a shout out. Y'all ain't mentioned me on the show. Y'all ain't mentioned me on the show.
Follow DJ Buka.
Oh, man.
The angry DJ. Stop saying that.
Angry DJ, that's classic.
Mr. Hip Hop himself.
Mr. Hip Hop. Yeah.
I got a big show, not a talk show.
Y'all talk too much on your show. Okay, that's what we do. We interview people.
Right.
Hey,
right.
So shout out Buka. So, PA Flex, you know, where do you reside?
I reside in Columbus, Ohio, man. Ohio, born and bred here, man. Born and bred in Columbus, Ohio, 614, man.
Oh, wait.
I-O.
And the funny thing is, man, let me just tell you this. Your music, Fuego, that's all I got to say. We're going to talk about that in a few seconds. But one of the questions that we have right now is, who were some of your influences when it comes to your music?
Oh, man, I can honestly say the whole late 60s, probably all through the 70s soul music that I was raised on, that's what we was raised on. That's what we was always, you know, my mom, my grandma and all them was playing that when we was cleaning and playing that when they was babysitting us. We would always pop in. They was always playing some old soul stuff or gospel. And as hip hop creeped in, and for us, at least in the Midwest, it felt like it didn't really creep on us to like mid-80s.
True.
You know,
true.
We started listening. You know, we listened to, you know, Fresh Prince, Jazzy Jeff, N.W.A., X Clan. I mean, you got. Oh man, I mean, in Columbus alone, you had Columbus Mob, you had Spirit, you had Low Catalyst, even. So those was my early on influences that said, okay, this is kind of fun, you know. Especially Fresh Prince was probably the first dude that made me want to rap, because it was so, he made it look so fun, and like this was the thing to do. Like, this is the fun thing.
You're a hip hop head. You said Columbus Mob. You said Spirit. Oh, man. You said Spirit, bro. A lot of cats that ain't from the CO don't know about either one of those. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man. That's homage right there.
Yeah,
that's
like the Columbus Mob was like, what's your boy in North Carolina? Petey Pablo?
Petey Pablo? Pablo, Columbus.
Columbus, yeah.
Representing.
Yeah, I always remember that. Like, I always remember that from being young and being like, yo, man, and especially Spirit. Like, us being in the group. You know, at a young age, we was always doing talent shows and stuff. So Spirit, watching them, they would always have this high level energy. So we always kind of put that into our act, just always having that vibe that the crowd would just be like, yo, like they would just be connected to you and be vibing with you.
So the North City Music Group, how many artists or MCs or how many are y'all all together, like as a whole group? All together, how many people are involved in it?
Well, North City Music Group. Shout out to my partner, my partner, co CEO Diamond and D Niz, aka D Cuts. There's four of us mainly. It's like four solo artists, man. It's you got me, PA Flex. You got my big brother, Co City, who was also Elevator Music family and Third Power family, and you got my brother, Kaz Oliver. Which was he was always around us from back in the day when we was just younger, growing up, writing songs and performing. And then my brother Lou, L-O-O-T, which stands for Living Off of Truth. So it's like four solo guys, but we all do records together with the extended family, the producers we work with. It's a lot of collaboratory energy that just goes into making North City just move forward.
Man, that's family.
It's like the
Mini Woo.
Mini Columbus Woo.
Columbus Woo.
Everybody got bars, everybody got skills.
Fuego.
Man, it's like, I'm gonna tell you like this, man, like growing up, coming up in the battle, like we came up in battle before it got, I think, I don't know, man. I remember being in battles when it was just really, really lyrical, like skills. So it's like, as a kid, it was bar, 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 bar. And I'd say through high school and right when we was getting out of high school, I really, really embraced more songwriting. You know, like I always wanted hip hop to be able to produce a high level of songs. Like, I think hip hop always had a high level of writers and dudes that have bars. But, you know, hip hop is so from the street and it's so like unorthodox and there's no rules that there are some rules to when you write songs. So, man, I love having dudes that got bars, but everybody over here, like the concepts they come up with and just the way that we put the songs together. I always wanted hip hop to, since we are the best art form and the most dominant art form in the world, I just feel like our songs have to be able to stand the test of time and be like looked at as good quality, you know, songs.
We just had church just now. That was just that was like really church.
So when one gets in the studio and lays down some verses,
man, that energy is crazy.
Does that pump you up to go harder, or is it, oh, you gonna come like that? Well, I gotta come like this. You know what I'm saying?
Mean, we all, at least I'll put you like this. Me and my brother Cole, like we came up, we all athletes, man, and we started playing sports. We was 3-4 years old, so we super competitive. It's like and it's competitive in a, like a brotherly like way, or you just want to push your people to be the best. But you have to. It's a balance, because you want to go hard. There's certain songs where you really want to cut somebody's head off, and you could just cut somebody's head off just going at your brother. But then there's other songs where he might have to have that verse that is the, like, I don't want to say the best verse, but it's like, it has that moment of the song where people are going to focus on that verse. You know what I'm saying? You know? But, and I might have a little bridge that I'm saying. I might not have a verse that's super dominant, but it's very important to the song because it's like the bridge. You know? Sometimes you got to sacrifice having the best bars, or like the most aggressive, or like, you know, notable bars. You know, if you really, really concentrating on, you know, making a really great balanced song.
See, now that's the producer right there. He said a great balanced song.
Yeah. So the but see, we got some stuff, man. I'm going to tell you this. We got some stuff that's coming out towards the end of this month, man. Actually, it starts next Friday and then going to the end of the month. I wanted to bring back them crew joints. Like, I remember in the 90s growing up, and you'd have like them crew joints where it'd be like five MCs. And especially like Wu-Tang would always do this. Like, it might be a hook, it might not be a hook, but you just got MC after MC after MC after MC, where it's like, it's just bars, and then you know, it's gonna be a hook somewhere or a bridge. But like, we bringing them joints back, man. Five, six MCs just going back and forth.
That's needed.
Oh, that's needed. That's so needed.
I mean, wouldn't it be nice, though? Wouldn't it be nice to even hear, like, you know, because I love the younger MCs, because I got a 60-year-old son, so my son, he gets me hip to all these people that's worth listening to. I would love to hear any MC. That's how I judge MC. Is like, can we just rap back and forth? Can we go back and forth over some beats or acapella? I would love to hear all, even the young kids do that. Like, let's go ahead and rap a little bit and see who can rap.
Yeah, I think the young kids probably say, well, who could do the best ad-lib back and forth? Maybe they should have that type of battle. Ad-lib battle. Okay, I better stop. Here I am.
Kind of like the BET battle, the freestyle they do at the awards every year. Now, that's
oh, their cyphers.
Cyphers is needed. Yeah. We need that. We need more of that.
Yeah. But what do you guys think, though? I'm going to ask you guys this. I'm going to ask y'all a question, because this is like a thing that goes on since we was kids listening to hip-hop. Like, do y'all think that cats, if they did a BET cypher, or if it was a Columbus, Ohio, we put on a cypher, or different cities, you know, go to do a cypher, would you want to hear, like, freestyle, like, literally freestyle, or just, like, a verse that you ain't never heard?
And that's the funny thing, because we was talking about that before the show, because DJ DePoise had to go through a lot of Columbus hip hop artists.
Oh yeah.
And we was just like, man, where's the game going? Because it was too much auto-tune, not enough verses. You know what I'm saying? And I said, I would just love to be able just to hear real MCs again. You know what I'm saying? And start worrying about this auto-tune, trying to get my voice to change. So I would love cyphers with just five people, six people throwing the beat, and just do your thing.
I just want to hear some MCs rhyming. I miss that. Like you said, it's missed. We need it. I would love to hear a freestyle. Would be dope, but Just if you wrote something and it was hot, then it don't matter if it was free. It's just hot. You know what I'm saying? If somebody, not everybody is a freestyle type MC, you know what I mean? But there are cats that can write some nasty rhymes. Now let's just say this. Nas, have you really ever heard Nas break a freestyle?
No.
I've never really heard Nas pick up a mic and just go. But Nas is a phenomenal writer. You know what I'm saying? And it's clear he does write, and that's dope. But Jay-Z, on the other hand, nowadays don't write nothing and just come out with some craziness. But I miss the Jay-Z that used to write.
Ooh.
You know, the I'm gonna be crucial and say this because I get slammed for saying this. But my last best Jay-Z album was the Black Album.
You're so disrespectful.
Just after that, it was like it ain't never been the same for me with Jay-Z.
So disrespectful.
I mean, the 444 album was a grown hip hop album, but the last true Jay-Z album for me was the Black Album. I'm sorry.
So different. Okay, real quick. Hey, Killa, K-Illa, what you think? You like freestyle artists? You like the Cyphers?
I love the Cyphers.
You like the Cypher?
I love it. You can see the raw talent.
The raw
raw talent.
Just raw talent. That's what she said. Just the raw talent. And do you think the Poise is just being disrespectful to Jay-Z again? Okay, let's go on. She's thinking. Here we go. Why are we talking to
this
her?
This ain't about us, though.
Okay, yeah. Hey. This is about PA Flex. Oh, man. So let's get to one of your tracks right now.
Okay.
Why is she so anti-me? Okay, so which is his first... we got three joints here.
Okay. There's a... I don't know, man. Let y'all pick, man. Which one? I'm not sure which ones y'all already checked out or whatever. But if I had to introduce anything, I would always introduce "Make It Out," man, because "Make It Out" is thematic for a lot of our lives, black men trying to make it out of the struggle, trying to make it out of whatever situation that you and your family, whatever's in, and it's really a cinematic record, and it's the first record that we dropped. From North City, man. So it launched everything. So that's one of my favorites. Make It Out.
And what was this one dropped?
That's Blaze featuring me and Jay Swiffer.
Jay Swiffer. It's called Make It Out. Be right back right after this.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't easy.
We just try to make it out one day. We just try to make it out. Yeah.
And you're the prey.
We just try to make it out one day. We just try to make
it
out.
All I'm saying is.
We just try to make it out one day. Hopefully soon.
Survive.
My prayer be soon. Say hopefully
right.
Soon. Hopefully soon. My prayer be soon. Say hopefully soon. Hopefully soon. Prayer be soon. Prayer he was a soon. Black American teen story, a drug dealer. Though his baby mama gave him hell, he was in love with her. His mom was a fiend, pops never showed up. He was just a teen making decisions like a grown up. But on the real, the boy got skills. And all his homies telling homie, you should have a deal. He wanted to change his old ways, he had hope. He tried to work on music, but she rather he sell dope. Her fear is to be broke, his fear is he'll get smoked. Or the judge will give him time that his spirit couldn't cope with. You see, when things got rough and look hopeless, he got on his grind, ain't got focus. But mama ain't been paying the rent, they got roaches. But homie kept on grinding with music and got noticed. Exec asked him for the deal he was seeking with his homies in the meeting saying,
we just try to make it out one day. We just try to make it out. We just try to make it out one day. We just try to make it out.
I never thought that I would be using the digital, but I just want to travel, want to move my pivot too. Chasing this freedom, using our gift of freedom. All of us want a way out, most of us just don't see one. And who gonna show me? I mean, my dad gone. My mom working mad jobs like all day long. And Co had graduated, he in college now. Stuck in that college town, and I'm just walking around. Disenfranchised, red, white, and blue lies. If it ain't them, it's the red versus the blue guys. Neighborhood brutalized, broke down, gentrified. The suburbs is the new ghetto. I'm driving right through yellow. Lights, camera, acting like my stamina is strong enough to get me to professional from amateur. Every place in this town is going down, especially where we walking round.
We just try to make it out one day. We just try to make it out. We just try to make it out one day. We just try to make it out. We just try to make it out. Hopefully soon, hopefully soon, I pray it be soon.
Running around with my peers, they call me Tamir. On this earth 12 years, I end up here. I see my blood flowing and I'm feeling fear. These cops try to make me disappear. See, I'm on the ground bleeding, but they ain't trying to save me. I'm Tajay's little bro, Samaria's baby. Yeah, I had a BB gun and that I won't defend, but it's facts that I was murdered for the color of my skin. And you know it, even if you don't show it, but killing young black kids is far from heroic. You're supposed to protect me even from myself, but instead you just killing us. How is that gonna help? How is that gonna help? I was just a baby, raised in the inner city, 216 raised me. I'm just like every other kid where I'm from. We was born in the slums, but
we just try to make it out one day. We just try to make it out. We just try to make it out one day. We just try to make it out. We just try to make it out one day. We just try to make it out. We just try to make it out one day. Hopefully soon, I pray it be soon. I hopefully soon, yeah. Hopefully soon, hopefully soon, I pray it be soon. Hopefully soon, hopefully soon.
Said a nigga tryna make it out one day. We tryna make it out.
Every day said nigga tryna make it out
one day. We tryna make it out.
One time.
We just tryna make it out one day. We just tryna make it out.
Hey, that's PA Flex.
We just trying to make it out.
Yeah. Just trying to make it out.
Man, that's my joint right there. You understand?
Oh, man. Like I say, we had the fist up in the air. Man, we made the video down. We just made the video to it just now.
Oh, I gotta see that.
Kayla, what did you say about what you think about the track?
It's for the people. I love it. Where can I get it?
iTunes. Go to iTunes immediately. Search 50 Jumpers, or you can search "Make It Out." That's on a it's on a project entitled "The Music Inspired by 50 Jumpers." So
50 Jumpers.
Any streaming platform that you stream from, it is there.
Man, that is needed. That is needed right now.
Fuego.
That is needed.
Thank you. Shout out to Blaze. Shout out to Blaze and shout out to Jay Swift, man. Those are my brothers, man. We all went to the same high school anyway, man. I most of the music I do is with cats that went to Northland High School.
Whoa.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's really feeling. He's a Viking.
Oh, y'all, you a Northsider then,
oh,
huh?
He's a true Northsider.
Oh,
he
yeah,
is truly
a Northsider, huh?
This is what we do at Northland. This is what we did.
Hey, man. As all hey. everybody on that song is Northland. So
everybody is Northland on that song.
On that song, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, different, yeah, little different generations of Northland right there.
What?
You just had somebody yell out. What year did y'all come out?
You know, I think I'm still there sometimes right now. You know what I mean? I'm in the hall right now. You know what I'm saying? Beating on the wall, rapping like we used to. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I was at the in the entrance, the little area, the sit down area. That's where I normally been at, playing some music.
Like you didn't go to class,
nigga. Yeah.
I was in the lobby.
Yeah,
that's
just lobby right there, right the lobby of the carpeted seats there,
yeah.
Or in the office. Well, or the
wow.
No, not the office. Shot. I was in the sports director. Hey, I'm just keep quiet.
Yeah, you tell a whole lot.
Keep quiet. Oh, y'all Southsiders over here. Y'all know what the North Side.
Beechcroft.
Oh, you went to Beechcroft. Oh, that's so sad.
That's like West Side.
That's so sad. Beechcroft? No, that's Northside. That's the sad part. North. Yeah, that's the sad part of Northside. Yeah.
She went to Beechcroft? You said she went to Beechcroft?
Yeah, she went to the Croft.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm glad you said that, man, because that song that y'all just played,
huh?
If you go, when she goes to iTunes, like she said she was going to do to get the record, when you look at the artwork, that's Beechcroft High School.
Oh, he said the artwork is like Beechcroft High School.
When she goes to search 50 Jumpers on iTunes, and you look at the artwork for that song, Make It Out.
She is searching because she just made a point. I don't see the song on here. But then she found it.
I found it and bookmarked it. Thank you very much.
What'd she say?
She found it and she bookmarked it.
Yeah. That's Beechcroft. That's where 50 Jumpers started at, right there at that court. Beechcroft. That's the football. You know, the football stadium right there with the basketball. Everybody's cool.
Man, I'm a Viking. You a Viking. Valhalla for life. This is what we do.
Yeah, man. Yeah, a lot of good music came out of there, man, for a long time, man. Wow. And they're probably going to be coming out now still, I would assume.
Man, I knew some... Let's keep this going. So, you being from the North Side, understanding more now. So, the summer's hot. You got projects coming out on projects. What can we expect from PA Flex this coming hot summer?
Okay, well, we got, I think two of the records you have, to Make It Out, and then there's also a record, the Ice Cube record. They're both on that project, the initial project we're going to drop. It's the music inspired by 50 Jumpers.
We also have PTSD. Are we going to do that one too?
Oh, man. And that one is the second project. That is going on a project that I'm gonna let Luke tell you about more next week. But it's called The Cure.
So we're gonna hold off on that one then, right? Okay. So
yeah, but I'll let you know it's a beautiful project, man. It's a lot of collaborative stuff on there. It's called The Cure, and that's gonna follow up to 50 Jumpers inspired music. Wow. So those are the initial projects that we're releasing, and then we're gonna go and do our solo thing, man. Me, Luke, and Kyle's Oliver, man. It's gonna be fun, man. Once we get to like the end of July, going into August, man, it's gonna be real fun, hot time.
Explain to us, those of us that ain't up, why the name 50 Jumpers? Why that name for the project?
Honestly, I thought it sounded cool.
I mean, it does to me. I'm like, okay.
But sure. See, when I started at Beechcroft, we were looking. I started shooting 100. Like, I would just shoot like 100 shots. And then it just made more sense a little bit after just do 50. And it was a quick workout. It was something to keep my jumper good. Something to keep, just something to go release some stress real quick, shoot the ball. And it turned into all this stuff that it is now. So it is all the music is the soundtrack to the book, man. So it's going to be a book coming with the music, and then we also have a documentary where we've filmed a lot of how we put all this together.
Documentary
book. That's what's up.
I want to see that. Hey, it's going to be on Netflix. Shoot, I want to see that one.
Man, and it's going to be all based in on the ongoings of this album and everything that's going on with you guys in Columbus. So it's going to be a lot of Columbus
scenery and
sights and things like that.
We got a lot of nice courts here, man. We got a lot of nice courts in the suburbs. We got a lot of nice courts in the city. I was blessed enough when I was up in New York, when I was up in Harlem a few years back, working with Stiley and Rashad, I was able to kind of stumble on the Rucker Park when they were doing Entertainers Basketball Classic. So I got some stuff from there. I think I got some Cincinnati stuff, but mainly it's in Columbus. You got Columbus, Harlem, and Cincinnati. It's a lot, man. I got a lot of content for this book, man. We're trying to just put the finishing touches, so it's what it's supposed to be.
Okay, so in the book, what is the book going to be about? Is it about each individual story within 50 Jumpers, or
what it actually is this called 50 Jumpers? Do Your Muscles Remember? And it is, the theme of this book is to is 50 jumpers. It's a muscle memory exercise that I participate in as many times as I can per week to keep my muscles like repetitively firing to be able to do a jump shot, right?
Okay.
And, you know, it just kind of was, you know, this is something to do, you know, as my kids get older and I can't really beat them in basketball like I wanted to beat them in basketball. I can still be able to shoot, and your jump shot will just, you know, stay. It'll stay there as long as you go shoot the basketball. So that's the theme of the book. And you use that theme to teach this kind of life lessons about just my life, you know, sports. Anybody that's been an athlete, that's been coached, or that has coached, you understand that you sometimes will learn something about life. Just, it could be, you know, you running suicides at basketball practice. It could be playing defense. It could be the coach giving you some speech and you just learn something that you take home with you. So I want to be able to give people something, especially middle age, I guess you want to say, people that feel like they're really getting old, but they're really not supposed to be getting old. You're supposed to be out there on the court, or at the park, or on the treadmill, or somewhere, just, you know, working out your muscles so they remember how to fire, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. And so, when is that book going to drop? So, you know,
This is all going to be summer. I'm looking at it in July, and that's when you'll get it all around the same time, the soundtrack to the book, and the visuals, and the first visual is the song you play. It's the Make It Out. That'll be here very, very soon.
That's gonna be heat right there.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be heat.
That's the first visual that'll welcome you into, you know, 50 Jumpers world.
Oh wow. Okay. I just got hit up. They wanna know, who are some of your influences when it comes to your music?
Currently?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh man, I love. I love my brothers. My brothers that send me music all the time. You know, a lot of producers that's in Columbus. So I want to shout them out first, man. I'm shout out Audio Uni. I'm shout out to Kid Blaze. I'm shout out Selah. I'm shout out Jay Swiffer. Man, I'm a big Drake guy. I know that sounds weird. My Marley guy, man. Marley always influences me. I mean, because he makes timeless, kind of classic, you know, natural music. My big bro Shoddy, from a melodic standpoint, production, cinematic, putting things together that are like alive music. He always is there. My big brother Cole City, from a rapper standpoint. Let me see. My favorite MC ever, Black Thought, is always influential because I like hearing new stuff I'm hearing all the time to influence the poetry. Jay, God, man, I like songwriters, man. I think I like songwriters a whole lot.
Wow. So do you write for other artists that are out there, or, you know?
I mean, I have from time to time.
Oh wow! Because isn't writing different for hip hop artists compared to a like, say, you writing for an R&B artist? You know, is there any difference?
Yeah. Because there's supposed to be like these, I guess there's rules that you're supposed to follow. It depends on the type of artist, you know. So, you know, like we were talking about earlier, with different genres up under hip hop, some people really, they want to be honest, you know, they really want to talk about themselves, and then other times people just want to entertain. So you can write something that is not really honest, it's not really coming from their heart, it's just something to entertain. So yeah. There's a lot of layers to it, but I like to write for somebody that really wants to express, you know, who they really are. That's the real fun stuff, dude.
Wow.
That's a lot of... That's skills, when you can sit and... Okay, so when you do write for somebody, like, what goes into that? You know, do you sit and say, well, you know, bro, tell me a little bit about you, or what you got going on, and then you just write from there, or is it just... Because I know some cats will write songs and then hand it to them. And then you're like, well, it don't really relate to you, but here you go. You know what I'm saying? But you can actually, somebody could just tell you, well, this is what's going on with me. And you then you can write a whole song based on that, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's like the full spectrum. I mean, that's like the, like people that just make hits sometimes. They'll just have a whole jump drive full of hits. And they just give them to people or sell them to people, and they might not fit all the way. But that's, you know, that's the music business. I mean, you get a song, and they'll just make it fit somebody.
A whole finished song. Here you go.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's cool, but I don't like, that's hard for me to do, to be honest with you. I can't really do that. I like to be like, okay, let's hang out for a second, let's talk, you know, try to meet you where you're at in your life, like what's going on in your head, you know, where you at, what do you want to sound like, and then I want to write something that sounds, it don't sound like me. I want it to sound like you wrote it,
right?
And I wanted to just be as honest from that person's, you know, standpoint. So I got to really get in tune with their spirit and how they express themselves, you know.
Similar to when, I don't know, man, when, I don't know how I felt when I found out that Q wrote, you know, for, you know, you know what I'm saying? But back then, I know that Easy said, Ice Cube writes the rhymes that I say, but I didn't pay attention to it then. It didn't, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even think about it. But then years later, I was like, man, I don't know how I feel about that. But and then to find out Dre don't write nothing, but, you know, it just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But then we making a big deal about Drake getting a ghostwriter for, you know, here and there. But,
well, see, it's like I said before about the balance between, like, hip-hop music. That they put these standards on. Hip hop is supposed to be like super duper, like authentic. It's supposed to be like from your heart. But if you go back, even then, that's why I did the record. That's why that song is called Ice Cube. Not just because he's dope, because he was sitting there writing for other dudes that were standing right beside him, and people didn't know. You know, he was able. You're able to really be in tune with people and understand like how they supposed to sound, because he still sounded like Ice Cube.
Yeah, he did.
And then Eazy-E sounded like Eazy-E, and Dre sounded like Dre, and nobody knew. But you know, people put all these rules on hip hop, like it's supposed to be so keep it real, and can't nobody write a hook for you, or can't nobody write this. Hey man, look, I'm straight, man. I'm not on that.
Hey, I need you to write me a pimp hook. It's hard out there for a pimp. Yeah, that's a hook I need.
I got you.
Yeah, we be talking after the show. Yeah, I need to.
That's fine.
Hey, let's do this. I like how you just brought up this next track, your next track, Ice Cube. So, can you break that down for us just a little bit more about this next track, Ice Cube?
When I came up with this record, it was one of those, you know, growing up, it was me and Cole, my mom, a single parent household, so you didn't have no dad, you didn't have no man figure there, so it's like immersing yourself in hip hop is like those men became like, you know, Nas and Chuck D and Black Thought and Tupac and my brother Cole, and you know, that's who became like. I really identified with like the jewels they would drop, like, and you would go to school with that. Like, you would go to school, like, they would. I remember when somebody said, keep your wallet in your front pocket. And I didn't know what that meant until I said, oh, they talking about keep your wallet in your front pocket because somebody's going to try to take your wallet. You know, it's like you would get these little jewels from these dudes, like, and they was just a little bit older than you. But I looked at them like they was my uncles and my cousins and my, you know, my father figure. So that's what that song is. Like, it's just saluting. I want to salute these guys while they're all still here, you know, except Pac, you know, rest in peace to Pac. But all the rest of them is still here. And they just, them dudes raised me, man, to be honest with you.
My mom raised me.
Shout out to my mom. If she heard me say that, she'd be like, no, I raised you. They raised me. That's my mom. But, you know, the father figure was Ice Cube and all them, man. And they just taught me how to kind of make it out of what we're trying to make it out of.
Okay. Hey, let's go ahead and get this. This is Ice Cube. This is PA Flex.
Yeah.
taking rap music literally for everything that's said is like taking TV literally. You have TV programs and you have the news. With rap music, you have the same thing. Of course, the TV programs are in most parts fiction, and the news is real.
I'm so Chuck D's nephew, the little brother of Ice Cube, the godson of KRS-One, 161. It's never what you doing, but half done. Yeah, I'm not Sears' best friend. Ain't nothing changed, I'm still Coast City next to kin. The godson of Black Thought's Thumb, 161. It's never what you doing, but how it's done.
How it's done.
Power to the people, love to let the trees blow. Too much of anything can make you not wanna be more. You gotta be alone, do some soul searching at home. You'll never grow unless you get up out that comfort zone. You ever cry just because you alive in America? By 21, a lot of my kind die. Step into the growing pains, still flowing, man. I'm pain's Novocaine, ain't got nobody to blame. It could be homicide, genocide, genocide, north side versus south side. Love is stronger than pride. That's why we ride out, spend that money, fly out to a destination where there ain't nothing but thighs out. But now we back to where the wind blows, where you got cracks in your windows and seeds in your endo. All your dreams with no money to spend, no. Hustle hard with your kinfolk, cause they been broke. I'm so Tupac's nephew, the little brother of Ice Cube, godson of KRS-One, 161. It's never what you doing, but how it's done. Yeah, I'm not Sears' best friend. Ain't nothing changed, I'm still Coast City next to kin. The godson of Black Thought's Thumb, 161. It's never what you doing, but how it's done. You get a drum or something.
We just want you to get a drum or something.
Yeah, that's why we ride out. Yeah, yeah, that's why we ride out. Black people unite and let's all get down. We gotta find that love that was lost and never found. I told my son he black, he keep telling me that he brown. In the sense of a child, wish I had that now. My thoughts black like Tariq's is. Before I called myself PA Flex Genius, I was playing NWA and Chuck D now. Real OGs taught us boys how to be men. We sipping on Seagrams, hoping we don't conceive kids with chicks that we know that we ain't ever gonna be with. In a single parent household, my father figures with niggas that MC that rock gold. Colossal, true apostles of this thing called rap. They never knew this shit would take over the map like that. Gotta take the time to show love to the forefathers. Growing up with no father, but I have four fathers. I'm so Chuck D's nephew. The little brother of Ice Cube, the godson of KRS-One, 161. It's never what you doing, but how's done. Yeah, I'm not Sears' best friend. Ain't nothing changed, I'm still Coast City next to kin. The godson of Black Thought's Thumb, 161. It's never what you doing, but how's done.
Yeah, 161 in Maple Canyon.
Keep drumming song.
161 in Maple Canyon.
Get a drum, get a drum song. Yeah, get a drum song. I'm so Tupac's nephew. The little brother of Ice Cube, godson of KRS-One, 161. It's never what you doing, but how's done. Yeah, I'm not Sears' best.
Hey, that was PA Flex. Tell that track is called Ice Cube. Tell you, he flexing the game right now.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Shout out to Ice Cube, by the way, too, man. Since
man,
that Big Three about to start here shortly, man. So I know he's gonna be all over the place.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. I think I'd rather watch that right now than what's going on. And
yeah, I think so too. That's better. It's better.
Who you riding for right now?
I was riding with the Warriors, man, and. Yeah, it's working out too well.
They better hope Durant come back tomorrow. If he come back tomorrow, they good.
Man, he gonna have to come back and be Jesus.
Oh, Durant is Jesus. Yeah, Durant. I swear.
So.
Put it this way: if they didn't have Durant last year, the Cavs would have beat them.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Durant is the truth. Durant is the team, so that's why they need Durant back right now.
What are they gonna do next year?
I don't know.
They moved to another city. Yeah, they
moved. Durant's going to New York next year. He got his bags packed.
Yeah. 50 jumpers, man. He needs to go do 50 jumpers, man, because he needs to come back and get this ring.
hey, you mentioned some highlights. Yeah, you are a North Sider all the way, Maple Canyon, yeah. Canyon 161. You North Side all the way.
Yeah, man.
You know nothing about that, bro. You from the South Side. You don't know nothing about the North Side like that.
But see, I live on the South Side now, so it's like it's North Side, South Side, like all day. Man, I love the South Side. Real talk.
So you just messed me up, Flex. I've always beat up the South Side for something. I'm always beating them up.
Just out of the fact that I was
beating up the South, man. Yeah.
Red Devils all day.
Oh God!
It's all good.
Hey, yeah, it's all good. So we we got the book coming out. We got the videos coming out. All this summer, and there's more performing. Yeah, and there's more performing. What are some of the vineyards that y'all thinking of performing at this coming?
I got some, it's funny to say this too. I got some top secret stuff we're working on now. I mean, we're trying to do some out of the box things that, you know, there's been typical venues that a lot of, you know, hip hop shows been at or urban shows. And we just trying to break some new ground and do a couple of different things. So I got some top secret stuff I can't really give you right now. But we got some stuff we're working on that we just want to do some stuff new, you know, get a little new energy, you know, to performing. So, you know, we're working on that right now. What I'm excited more so about is the visuals. The visuals coming out to support the records is gonna be fun to see.
Okay.
Now, I love Ohio. I love my city, but we need to represent more cats like you guys and what y'all doing here. And that's what we doing here with this brand and what we got. You know, we do the show here in the city, but we also put this out in Amsterdam, in the UK, in New York. They gonna hear
it. Bro, stop flexing like that.
No,
stop flexing,
nah, I want. I know.
Stop flexing, bro.
I know we on in New York. We always play other cats, but it's. I always try to put Columbus first.
Oh, we do. Yeah, that's
and
what we do.
It's hard to do when some of the cats in Columbus don't sound like Columbus. They sound like what? They sound like Atlanta now, man. What happened, bro? Why we don't sound like us no more? We sound like Atlanta. We sound like.
Well, it depends on what you define us to be. Because us, I mean, Columbus is a lot, man. Columbus is like that melting pot where you're gonna have some. Like we grew up heavily influenced by the East Coast, and you know, as the South took over, a lot of cats. I mean, New York, even a lot of cats sound like they're from Houston. And
true
Miami,
that.
Or,
true that.
You know, and they took over the game, so you know, it's hard to stop it.
You can't tell where somebody's from anymore.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
I think that's good, man. As long as you don't sound like you just fronting and you making something up. Just trying to make honest music, I guess.
Yeah. Some of these cats, though, they rap about things that we may not have here.
So now I know where you're going. Don't we try to call out the
don't,
Columbus
don't
native?
Don't be talking about the strip clubs. You know, we ain't got no Magic City here. Don't be rapping about Magic City, bro.
Yeah,
because
we don't got no strip clubs here. Our strip clubs are horrible.
I know, man. You threw them all under the bus.
Horrible, bro.
Oh, somebody going to try to prove him wrong one day. Come on over to my club, dude.
I tried y'all clubs.
Wait, Northside, y'all used to have a lot of strip clubs.
Yeah, they all be closing down.
Oh, they all gone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because that's where we used to go when we was going to a strip club. We went up north. I don't know, bro.
Dude, it's horrible out there. But I thought you talking about rappers from Columbus who just making things up. I'm like, hey, leave Bow Wow out of this. Leave Shad Moss out of this, bro.
See?
That's silly. That's classic. That's classic. I mean, hey, man. I mean, it is what it is here, man. I'm glad that y'all doing what y'all doing to highlight certain stuff, man. But you're going to always get a lot of, you know, in this genre, you're going to get a lot of copy and a lot of follow the leader. You know, if it works for one person, people are going to just, you know, they're going to hop on a wave just to try to, you know, ride the wave. So, you know, that's pretty normal.
Yeah, that's
But, okay, so, I'm going to piggyback off your question just a little bit. So, you as an artist, you know, what we've been hearing and what I heard from you back in the day, it was fire. Fuego then. Why haven't, like, your brand of music really made it to, like you say, like, to the national stage? You know?
I think it's more so the push. The push behind it, man. The climate we're in now, you have to have a real strong independent push. Unless you have a situation where, you know, you are on platforms that are pretty widespread, you know, and have a lot of reach. You know. And if you're not in a situation, like, you know, a big situation, you're not gonna, you know, you're not gonna have a wide reach. So you gotta have a strong independent push, and that's what we're doing now. But that's probably why. It's just that push, getting the music and the message out in front of a lot of people. But even now, more so, I'm focused on the people that are attracted to what we do. You know, y'all mentioned this earlier about your audience. Like, you know, when you make music for, you know, a certain tribe of people, it's a certain type of people that's going to be attracted to the music that we do. You know, people that's probably influenced by the golden era of hip hop, people that know about the fundamental, you know, aspects of hip hop, people that love live music and instrumentation. It's like, you know, they're going to get into it. So you have to make sure that you push it to the point that really are going to gravitate to it. And that's not always mainstream. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
But it could be. You know, you got artists sometimes that they make a record that might not necessarily, you might not think it's going to work in the mainstream, but it just, you know, it gets a good look, or, you know, it finds its way in front of the right person, and all of a sudden, you know, you got a little hit.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, shout out going to you, PA Flex. Because we always say, like, the underground artist is what's keeping hip hop alive.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you as an artist, we're here to push, you know, because your brand of music, what just these two tracks we heard today, we can't wait to the masses that we deal with hear these tracks. Because, again, music is fire. Okay, I see how much time. Okay, real quick, we ran out of time. How can they follow you on social media?
You can follow me on social media at PAFlex_genius. That's PA like Pennsylvania, Flex_genius. And then you can also follow me on social media at 50 jumpers, and on all the platforms.
50 jumpers or PA Flex _genius.
That's right.
Did you just snap your fingers _genius? Just Kay Illa is in the build. Just, oh god.
Me out, man.
Right, we call you. Okay, so hey, it's PA Flex _genius on IG. Follow him, support. And you can find his music on all social platforms, because Kayla already done got a bookmark already, right?
I do.
You do?
That's love, man. That was love. I appreciate that.
You want to give any shout outs before you get the takeoff?
Oh man, I always get shout outs, man. I get shout outs to my family, my beautiful Monique. my beautiful children, my beautiful mother. Let's see, who else? My big brother Cold City, my big brother Shy T, my big brother Big Dion, my big OG Super. And then, you know, my man, the kid Blaze, Selah, Benjamin, Chase Sweat, the audio unit, Luke, Kaz, man, who else, man? I'm missing somebody, Diamond, man. Just everybody that supports us, man, my whole unit, man, and they know who they is, but I didn't say their name, man. That's it, right there.
Okay. APA Flex, man, you're family. You more than family. We're from the same hood. We're from the same high school. We are family. That's all I got to say about that.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that, man. Love is love, man, for real.
You gonna have some hard copies out there for us, for us old heads and still rock the CDs.
Yes,
and...
yes, definitely. Definitely. I gotta make sure I feed the beast, man. Gotta feed the beast.
Yeah, because I need a hard copy. Matter of fact, I got to see. I put a CD in my car yesterday. Oh, first time. Yeah, I got a CD rocking. Yeah, I guess.
It's only right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got to get that copy. Okay. Hey, you know what this is. This is Side Hustle Radio. I'm Hef.
And I'm DJ DePoise at DJ DEEPOISC on everything.
And hey, Kayla, just say hi.
Hi. Bye. Thank you.
Hey, until next week. Hey, continue to follow us, join, and until, like I said, next week, we be out.
Peace out. ECMG.
Side Hustle Radio. Find links to past shows and more. Link up with Side Hustle Radio on Facebook.
DePoise. This is Side Hustle Radio.